look for the gifts of darkness and the gifts of light in this Advent season. Today we are able to find these gifts as well. In knowing someone, loving someone who has passed away, we may find a darkness in the sadness we feel. Yet we can also see light as we remember the things we have learned from our loved one who has passed away. Doris Stickney's book, Water Bugs and Dragonflies, which I read to the children, may help us think about the experiences of both those left behind here on earth and those who have passed away and changed into a new way of being. A new body, a new life, in a new place. The dragonfly tried to communicate with the water bugs, but it wasn't possible in the new body from this new place. A song that has spoken to me in the dark times of grief is, "I'm not crying for you, I'm crying for me," by Toby Keith. It's so true. We know that when someone dies, they go to heaven, but we are left behind. We are sad because we miss our loved one. We know we need to find a new normal without our loved one here on earth. We are happy for their next life in heaven. We really are. But we are so sad because we miss them here. I thank God for the gift of memory, of remembering. No one is truly gone because we have memories to keep them with us. We have memories of how things were before. We even have learned from our loved one how to grieve or how to move through a difficult transition. The truth is, we remember people because of what they did for us or the impact they had on the community or on the world. We remember how they touched our lives, what we learned from them, how to love or laugh, or maybe how they loved us just for who we are. As we remember, we celebrate how they touched our lives so that we will learn to live a life that touches another's life. As we come out of the darkness, we may find our next or new purpose. Our loved one may have shaped us in a way to prepare us for what's next in our lives. When we realize life is short, it helps us remember that we need to make each moment count. We need to hug or say, "I love you," often. We may need to pray more often or connect with others more often. Our loved ones were so important to us. To whom will you be important? How will we impact another life? Our scripture today reminds us of two things. First, God is with us. And second, God will make all things new in our next life. In Revelation 21, verse 3, it says, "God's home is now with God's people. God will live with them, and they will be God's own." Yes, God will make God's home among God's people. This is meant to describe God's role in the next life, but in these dark and light times, it seems to be happening now. We count on it. We pray about it. We pray for it. God is with God's people now. In our sadness, a little light, God's light, may peek into our life. And verse 4, "God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, suffering, crying, or pain. These things of the past are gone forever." We cry because we are sad for ourselves, As the song says, I'm not crying for you, I'm crying for me. This passage reminds us of the dragonfly. The dragonfly in his new life was happy and felt good. He knew the others would join him in time. The dragonfly felt content in his new body, in his new life. The passage reflects a similar sentiment. The dragonfly and our loved ones are not sad, but born anew. This I believe. We come from love. No matter how you were conceived or were born or how you were raised or how you lived, you came from a loving God. Our loved ones came from a loving God. And we return to love. We return to a loving God. Our loved ones have returned to our loving God. We are grateful for the time we were able to be a part of our loved ones' time on earth. They have now returned back to God's love. This I believe.